me. But I'm not what I used to be since he's cleansed and made me whole. I gotta press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I cannot be left, I won't be left behind.
William Murphy, can you help us sing this song?
Thank you, James, for letting me be a part of this. Listen, Exodus 33, Moses says, Father, if your presence doesn't go with us, we can't go up from here. Are you ready for your next level?
Oh, yeah.
If you are, say, I need your glory. I want your glory. Here it is. Less of me and more of you is what I need.
Come on, say, show me your glory.
Show me your glory. I'm ready for my next level.
Me too.
Show me your power. Less of me.
More
of you is what I need. Fire, will you help me sing?
I need your glory.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
That's my desire now. I crave you.
Less of me.
More
of you
is what I need.
This is my prayer.
Show me your glory.
Father, can you show me your power?
I can't go any further. Less of me.
Pastor Murphy, this is what happens to us. Sing this right here.
So many times I tried my way.
Oh, yeah.
But all of the pain didn't go away. I realized that only you,
God.
Give me this love that is so true.
So many
times I tried my way.
Tried it my way.
All the pain.
I'm still hurting, but
unconditional love that's so true. That's what we see. That's what I need. I want it.
I want your glory.
I want it now. I'm at a place where I desire
less of me and more of you. Is what
all of you.
I need.
That's what I need.
Show me.
Show me your glory.
I've got to open my eyes now. Let me see you.
I want to see you, God.
Open your mouth now. This is your moment. to get delivered.
Yeah, show that.
This is your time now to get your freedom. More of you.
Because I'm going higher.
I need your glory.
Come on, voices are raised now. Let's worship him.
Acts chapter 3 says, times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. And I believe God is about to refresh the worshiper. Open your mouth now. You've been frustrated. You've been drained mentally, physically, spiritually. But here's your time to be refreshed in the presence of the Lord. Come on, tell it now. I'll do anything for the Lord.
I'll do anything, God.
I will.
I'll do anything.
I will do anything. With your voice raised now, don't let the rock cry out. Don't let a worship leader speak for you. Don't let fire speak for you. Don't let William Murphy speak for you. Don't let James speak for you. Open your own mouth and tell God,
I will do anything.
Yeah,
I'll do anything.
Whatever you want me to do, God.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
In verse 5, he says, how many loaves do you have? Somebody say we have 7. Somebody else say we have a few fish over there. Praise God. So he asked, that's one question. Praise God. Verse 12, he asked the question, praise God, why does this generation continues to want to seek a sign? We got folks right now that want a sign for everything that you do. Amen. But not only that, that was question number 2. You go down to verse 17, he asks 3 questions in that particular verse. Praise God, he was getting ready to go on the other side. Praise God, and they hadn't, and the disciples forgot to bring some bread with them. Praise God, and they began to reason to themselves, and he asks, he said, why reason ye because you have no bread with you? Praise God. Then he went on to say, perceive you not, preacher, neither do you understand. Then he asked a 3rd question in that same verse. Have your heart been so hardened? What is he trying to say? You have been with me all of this time and you've seen me do these things. You don't understand who I am? So he asked those questions. You turn on to verse 18. He asked 3 more questions. I like these questions because I find some of the same problems, praise God, that we have today that he was having back in those days. Look what he said. You have eyes, yet you're not seeing. Praise God. He said, you have ears, but are you hearing? Remember, Babin, sometimes I wonder, praise God, I see folk come to church Sunday after Sunday, praise God, and I wonder, and I know they got ears because I can see them on the side of their head, but sometimes I wonder, are they listening? Then he asked the last question in verse 18, do you remember? What he was trying to do.